AM Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sallys swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. It begins with the word notice in caps, page top, page center. It should begin with warning, Will Rogers warning, or run, Forrest, run. It is the CRD, a system report provided to the states and other requestors. It provides a snapshot of a firm or an individual. It is provided by the IARD system or the CRD. For the record, here forth moving forward, CRD is marked being a registered mark, a trademark. IARD is marked as a TM. TM is an abbreviation for a trademark that is pending. IARD has been trademark pending for electronic filing for investment advisors on IARD. What is IARD? Investment Advisor Registration Depository. IARD, if you want to believe the Securities and Exchange Commission website. The IARD in FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority words, is FINRA is the developer and operator of IARD. The system has been developed according to the requirements of its sponsors, the Securities and Exchange Commission and North American Securities Administrators Association, along with those of an industry advisory council representing the investment advisor firms. Read it and weep. FINRA, a private business, developed and operates the IARD system. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, sponsored the IARD. NASA, a private charity, sponsored the IARD too. So did the Investment Advisory Council representing the investment advisor firms. And then the FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority sponsoring the site says information about investment advisors for the investing public can be found on the Investment Advisor Public Disclosure website. IAPD, which means you're leaving FINRA to go to another website. Is FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, friend or foe to investment clients? Surely you jest. A real live investment client victim got ya. Game of Thrones, investor beware. IAPD.com was registered as a domain name July 21st, 2002. Registrar IANA ID number 625 with the contact information, the registrar, the technical contact, names hidden. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says on the CRD that FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, operates the CRD system in its capacity as a registered National Securities Association and pursuant to an agreement with the North American Securities Administrators Association Incorporated, NASA. FINRA operates the IARD system as a vendor pursuant to a contract with the Securities and Exchange Commission and undertakings with NASA and participating state regulators. FINRA says on the CRD, the IARD is supposed to contain reportable information that is required to be reported on the current version of the uniform registration forms, and non-reportable information that is not currently reportable on a uniform registration form. Information typically is not reportable because it is out of date. It was reported in error, or some change occurred either in the disposition of the underlying event after it was reported, or in the question on the form that elicited the information. Although not currently reportable, this information was once reported on a uniform form and consequently may have become a state record. So they say, as I tell you, may have disappeared completely. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says on the CRD, users of this information should recognize that filers have no obligation to update non-reportable data accordingly. It may not reflect changes that have occurred since it was reported. I mean, is this like being a little bit pregnant? FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does not say on the CRD, on FINRA's website, or anywhere that what you read is not everything you should be seeing. FINRA does not say on the CRD that information is self-reported, that evidence of crimes is covered up with intent. Intention is an element of crime. Instead, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says CRD information consists of reportable and non-reportable information. Don Bennett's CRD did not list Bennett's tax liens. Litigation effort in the D.C. court to expunge an investment client award from the D.C. court records. FINRA says CRD, registered trademark, or IARD, trademark pending information. This report contains information from the CRD, Central Registration Depository System, or the IARD, Investment Advisors Registration Depository, which are operated by FINRA, a National Securities Association registered under the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. Not quite. Congress said multiple. The SEC has only ever registered one. SRO. FINRA says on the CRD, the CRD system primarily contains information submitted on uniform broker-dealer and agent registration forms and certain other information related to registration and licensing, primarily keyword. FINRA says primarily the IARD system primarily contains information submitted on a uniform investment advisor and agent registration forms and certain other information related to registration and licensing. These uniform forms are created by FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, not Congress. The same misinformation is circulated on other papers investors, law enforcement, and media rely on to get the truth out, to get crimes found, crimes prosecuted. Learning of these crimes is the operating goal of this whistleblower. FINRA's safe harbor, cover their backsides, is this disclaimer. The information on uniform forms filed with the CRD or IARD is deemed to have been filed with each regulator with which the applicant seeks to be registered or licensed and shall be the joint property of the applicant and such regulators. Deemed to be filed? Don Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor, convicted in Maryland for crimes against Don Bennett's Bennett Group Financial Services LLC victims, an LLC registered with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, registered for only in the District of Columbia. Don Bennett's Bennett Group Financial Services was not licensed in Maryland, where Diane Mizrahi lives, where Diane Keefe lives, where Rosemary Hesterberg, Pete Phillips, Mark Hale, Mel and Judy Teitelbaum, and countless other victims live. Don Bennett's Bennett Group Financial Services, LLC, was not licensed in Virginia, where Margaret Thur, Jeffrey Lazuri, and countless other victims live, nor in Arizona, or Florida, or Ohio, or Pennsylvania. Need I go on? The Securities and Exchange Commission knew, and the Securities and Exchange Commission knew that Don Bennett's Bennett Group Financial Services, LLC, was not qualified to even be licensed in the District of Columbia. The Securities and Exchange Commission applicant forms were so red-lined, one could assume Putin was there. The deep pockets I identified along the way of being the investment client the Securities and Exchange Commission asked to be their whistleblower on Dawn Bennett and her accessories, Bennett Group Financial Services, Western International Securities broker-dealer firm, Western International Securities Investment Advisory Firm, J.P. Morgan Clearing Corp., both securities broker-dealer firm and investment advisory firm, in their own words, in FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority words, in words Wall Street is hating I connected dots on, exposed the compilation constituting the CRD database as a whole is the property of FINRA. FINRA is owning information on investment clients. FINRA's feeble feign at safe harbor says neither FINRA nor a participating regulator warrants or guarantees the accuracy or the completeness of the CRD or IARD information. When a crime is intentional, planned, accessory, before, during, or after, what happened to the fact that states oversee securities and regulators, participating or not? States say what goes, not FINRA. Deep pockets, Bernard Madoff's court-appointed trustee, Irving Picard has not gone after in all these years of going through the motions of clawing back cash? From whom? From Bernard Madoff's victims? Picard is being awarded decisions by courts like the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan. Irving Picard is liquidating Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities, LLC, post its December 2008 implosion. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says on the process, the electronic filing IARD process is set up for the convenience of the firms. Are you listening? As you keep listening, remember there is always someone selling a bridge to nowhere. Always. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, also says FINRA does not process fingerprint transactions for investment advisor firms. On the investment advisor representative fingerprint submissions, FINRA sends page readers to the NASAA website stating, an IA-only firm must submit fingerprints directly to those states that require a fingerprint check for an RA, Registered Advisor, registration. Contact the applicable state to verify state fingerprint requirements. FINRA also says fingerprint submissions received by FINRA from an IA-only firm will not be returned to the firm. We will talk more on this one. On fingerprinting, we have to. NASAA website says NASAA is the voice of state and provincial securities regulators. NASAA website says NASAA is. In the United States, NASAA is the voice of state securities agencies responsible for efficient capital formation and grassroots investor protection. Their fundamental mission is protecting consumers who purchase securities or investment advice, and their jurisdiction extends to a wide variety of issuers and intermediaries who offer and sell securities to the public. NASAA says the North American Securities Administrators Association, organized in 1919, is the oldest international organization devoted to investor protection. North American Securities Administrators Association pitches itself as a voluntary association whose membership consists of 67 state, provincial, and territorial securities administrators in the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Canada, and Mexico. NASAA website says NASAA members license firms and their agents, investigate violations of state and provincial law, file enforcement actions when appropriate, and educate the public about investment fraud? Let's understand this. A private charity, a 501c3 that is set up by and with FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, not by the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, not by Congress or by the Executive Office, the President, a private, voluntary charity giving investment clients the business, states NASAA has the legal right and authority to license firms and their agents and investigate violations of state and provincial law? and file enforcement actions when appropriate, and cannot forget the kitty picture of the internet, so to speak, investors educate the public about investment fraud. Who died and let the criminals expand their network to ring in crime? Congress never gave a thumbs up. Congress did not. The Securities and Exchange Commission could not, nor could FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, nor did local oversight, the securities regulators. NASAA's website says that through association, I put it, birds of a feather, North American Securities Administrators Association website says that NASAA members also participate in multi-state enforcement actions and information sharing. I got a lead to my answer. How did the District of Columbia come to sign a multi-state settlement agreement against RBC? Royal Bank of Canada, the victims did not get one dime back on. 2010, after I reported RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, it seems, as I learned almost 5 years later, signed a multi-state agreement. I have been looking. I have been asking. I am not getting answers on who filed the complaint, or as the state of California called it, the tip. I have learned that states should be filing this agreements through the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Preet Bharas, the now Governor Chris Christie's, Loretta Lynch's, Eric Holder's. I am not finding the paper. I am finding the RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, multi-state agreements signed with state after state after state, including the District of Columbia. None of them, not one of them state, tell the investment clients, warn new potential clients, not a one. What they all state, what they all say is that thousands of dollars, pennies on the scam were paid, it seems, to the state, a slush fund, not a dime given back to the victims, not a dime, not a one. Oh yeah, NASAA, North American Securities Administrators Association website also says NASAA coordinates and implements training and education seminars annually for state, district, provincial, and territorial securities agency staff. NASAA, North American Securities Administrators Association, is a .org. NASAA filed for its domain name 1996, September 16th. The internet was not approved for commercialized domain use until 2 years later, September 18th, 1998. Now, how do you think the NASAA pulled that off? The crime leading the criminals, so to speak. The killer, NASAA, North American Securities Administrators Association's tagline is the killer. North American Securities Administrators Association tagline says, "We hope that the resources on this site are useful to you and welcome your comments." My comments welcomed by the NASAA, the North American Securities Administrators Association? furball? I don't think so. Let me tell you about my day at the NASAA Spring Fling Conference. Let me tell you how NASAA, North American Securities Administrators Association, welcomes whistleblowers. Of course, yes, I did ask NASAA for copies of their agreement with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, but of course, December 1st, 2014, 11:15 a.m., Faye Gordon of NASAA.org emailed me on behalf of NASAA General Counsel A. Valerie Murko, Esquire, Deputy General Counsel. Dear Ms. Devra, thank you for your inquiry. We do not provide copies of this agreement to non-parties. Best regards. NASAA is located down on First Street, Northeast D.C. The NASAA email told me to follow NASAA on Facebook and Twitter at NASAA_news. I don't think so. Hey, NASAA, follow me. I don't just bite. I bark, giving you fair warning. Accessories to crimes before, during, or after. Choose. Be good. Be back. Please subscribe to my podcast. Even better, become my Patreon. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested, in your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.